Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. I was looking at this marvelous cookbook. We like to review cookbooks. This one is particularly fascinating book about Russian food.
It is. It hits very close to home for me.
Yeah.
Because this book has got a great title, T-Bone Wax and Caviar Snacks.
That's cooking wax, wax.
And cooking with two Texans in Siberia and the Russian Far East.
That's pretty amazing, actually.
It is really the first cookbook to feature the cooking of the Russian Far East. My dad was born in the Russian Far East in Irkutsk, Siberia, and I grew up—
He was born in Irkutsk?
He was born in Irkutsk.
I didn't realize.
Near Lake Baikal?
Yeah.
In Shanghai— When I was eating Russian food, which would at that point would be prepared by my Russian grandmother, my dad's mother, there were several foods that I came to know fairly well, which when we moved to San Francisco when I was 11 years old, my family continued cooking certain Russian dishes, one of which was Russian salmon pie.
Yes.
Otherwise known as kulebyaka.
Kulebyaka, which is a kind of a variation on kulubiak
in French. Before we get to that, I want to say something about Sharon Hudgens, who is
the author
of the book with her husband, Tom. She is a former professor of Russian with the University of Maryland's program in Russian. They both live in Texas. They're both fluent in Russian, and they have traveled widely in Russia, all over the place, and lived there on and off over many years. And she gives many lectures on the Trans-Siberian Express and on river cruises in Europe. And she gets to go back to Russia a lot. But this cookbook is a compilation of recipes that were collected over a lot of years. And some of them she learned from Russians and some of them she taught to Russians. So when I saw the kulebyaka recipe, this is what brought back this memory of this wonderful salmon pie that I had eaten in San Francisco and also before that in Shanghai. And then I began cooking it myself after we moved to Missoula.
I think it's fascinating. I got involved in cooking kulebyak on one occasion. That's quite different. There you cook a whole salmon in pastry.
Right. Much more involved.
Much more involved. But this is essentially a pie, chunks of salmon.
Yes, it's a pie dough. And I'll tell you, when I make it, I tend to bake it like in a jelly roll pan, so it's a pretty big dish because it's really for a party. You make a lot of pastry with 4 cups of flour, which is a lot of dough. It's the equivalent of 4 single crust pies. You got to use fresh salmon.
Yeah.
It's about 1 pound of salmon. You cook the salmon in a little bit of wine to flavor it. There's rice, cooked rice that is put in. Now, this rice is an interesting addition because I remember eating it with bean thread noodles.
Transparent thin noodles. Yeah.
Chinese. The reason for that was it simulated what the Russians would use if they had it, something called vaziga.
Vaziga.
Which is part of the spinal cord of a sturgeon, which is kind of hard to find.
Hard to find. Yeah, you can't find that at the Safeway.
So I think the rice takes place of that, and it's got fresh dill and parsley and also mushrooms and hard-cooked eggs, which are cut up. It's a wonderful dish for a party.
Well, didn't you talk to Sharon about the question of the noodles versus the
rice?
Yes,
I did. I wrote to Sharon about the vaziga, and she said Russians sometimes will use bean thread noodles. Sometimes they won't use the bean thread noodles. Most of the time, they don't. I think this varies all over the place.
I see.
Nobody's going to find vaziga unless you're a chef and you have a great source for it. Well, it's not an essential part. It's a delicious recipe. T-bone wax and caviar snacks. It's a treasure trove of two people, Sharon and her husband, their adventure in Russia over many, many years, about many people that they've met, their profiles of many Russians. And you get a feel for what it's like to live in that society in different parts of Russia. I think this book is a treasure.
Yeah, I think so, too. I heartily recommend it. And I heartily recommend that you come back next week for The Food Guys.